she want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual, she want to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime.
If you should ever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back with FLM Podcast number 13, and today we have the guest of guests, the king of kings. We have the man, the myth, the legend.
I'm wearing a suit for this.
Yeah, I'm not in my suit and shorts today, though. I'm not.
I am. This is a momentous moment, mate. This is fucking, this is what we do this for. This is a crowning glory, man.
It is. This is
we don't get much higher after this. I think we might even have to give up after this one, mate.
This is the proudest moment of my podcasting career.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank, obviously, my parents for this moment. Yeah, I'm well enough here, man. But come on, do it. The king's alive. Do it. Go on.
Whoa. Where's my fucking drum roll?
Whoa, there he is. He's here, everyone.
And how's it going, mate?
Good, man, good. I'm fucked, actually, to be honest with you, so, if I ramble, you know why.
What have you been doing? Why are you fucked? It's only fucking 11:30 in the morning. Where you been?
I'm not a morning person, man.
It's fucking nearly the afternoon, you lazy bastard.
Well, the reason I'm late is because, I had a bit of a lay-in. And then the alarm didn't go off till like 10:45. I thought, oh, fuck.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt, but this is like talking to Tom Jones, man. This feels like a fucking moment at this moment.
I ain't doing that fucking Carlton dance for you, fucker.
Did you see that the other day on YouTube?
Fucking classic. When did you win the return series? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'll keep asking that. They've got to do something.
Yeah, I got cool.
I love his dancing, man. I got to learn to dance like that.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff.
You ain't got a fucking clue what we're talking about, have you, Jizzle?
What, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right?
Yeah, but Will Smith done an interview on Graham Norton.
No, yeah, I caught that. I saw the thing on the site. Somebody posted it on the boards. And that's great.
That's great.
Brilliant.
Anyway, where were we?
All right, so let's go ahead, and without further ado, let's go ahead and jump in to the question section of the podcast. So let's get ready to go. All right, number one, first question. The first question I always ask every guest. So tell us where you're from and what do you do?
I'm God's country, and I terrorize bitches online. Simple as that.
On the valley, you see.
What the fuck accent was that?
I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. It's just, I'm shit at accents, really.
Oh, man.
You sound like my doctor.
Yeah. Is he from London, is he? You sort of cross sort of London stroke Welsh.
I do think you resemble Harry Redknapp a bit.
Who, me?
Yeah, a bit. A bit.
Yeah, we both have got the knowledge of Redknapp, mate. I'll pick up the bitches as well.
He's actually doing this podcast from his chair in his fucking Land Rover with the window rolled down.
Yeah, got Jim White standing next to me. Jim White's over here.
All right.
Yeah, me and Redknapp got a lot in common, mate, me and Harry.
Have you got the same jowls as him, though?
No, I'm not as ugly as that fucker either.
It's like a fucking waxwork that's got melted.
Oh, mate, poor bloke. It's just, he's starting from the top down, isn't he? It's just dribbling down his face.
Ah, you fucking hero. Absolute hero.
Yeah. Anyway, we keep digressing, mate. Sorry, Jizzle. Off you go.
It's your fault.
This is my show, goddammit.
Control it.
Sorry.
All right. Second question is, when did you start getting involved in running online sites?
Oh, fuck, you know. Way back, like 2000, got involved in some. Well, it was a bit of a geeky wrestling, so I was well into my fucking WWE back then. I got fucking roped into it because one of my mates that I chat with a lot online, he wanted me to help him out to do stuff, and then all of a sudden I found that I was fucking running it. I don't know whether that's my, because I'm a fucking control freak, but yeah, I ended up taking over and argued with him, and he fucked off, and I ended up owning the place. Then a couple of years later, I got fucked off with it all, and was posting on the Xbox forums, and it was something to do with getting a Pro Evo League set up. And I had a few guys I played Project Gotham Racing with. It's like well, I don't think there's any of them on, you know. Apollo Snatch and Flu Ride and a few others like those. So I'd set up like an online league system. Now we were gonna like get a little league going. So when I was posting on these forums, I said, "Oh, I got this little thing going. We can just expand it by, you know, 5 or 6 members. You know, it'd be great, isn't it?" So I got a little subdomain set up, a little forum. Put the advert out. Next thing, we had some like 100 members joining. And that was the birth of Pro Evo Network. That was 2004. And then that just expanded like fuck. We ended up with, at one point, we had something like 320 league members, 240 on the Xbox and 80 on the PS2 at the time. Fucking massive, absolutely massive. And then Seabass the cunt decided to release PES 2008, and as soon as we started playing, we thought, right, that's the fucking death of the website, because it was fucking terrible. it was an absolute gash. I don't know if you guys played PES back in the day, or
yeah, it's one of the reasons I moved over to FIFA, really, because it's
yeah, fucking right, same, yeah. So yeah, we it was about 2006, 2007 that happened. 2007, yeah, that's when 2008 came out. That's weird. So that meant that we ended up changing names. We went to start with was Complete Gamer Network. Then we found that we had too many Xbox and PS3 guys, and it was all become a bit of a clusterfuck. So we split them up, made it into XBLN and PS3N. So we had separate XBL Xbox sites and PlayStation sites, and then the PS3 site fell on this fucking asshole, so we combined them back together to make Immature Gamers, because I wanted to fuck off Complete Gamer Network because it was involved with former members' website, who basically used our community to better his little offshoot website, and then just basically shit all over it, and long story there, but so that it dissolved the name of Complete Gamer Network, and then we went to Immature Gamers. I kind of lost interest a bit during that phase, and the whole site kind of like, I don't know, just it became a troll fest. You know what the Xbox guys are like now? Well, they're fucking tame. they're tame compared to what they were like when they were on Immature Gamers. So I ended up agreeing to take the forum to this other guy's site, Daily Gaming Network, which he had no clue how to run a community, and I was like, well, you're a bit thick, really, aren't you? Yeah, so I took the forum over, got all that set up. His site was fucking atrocious, so I was trying to coax him into upgrading it, and he wouldn't fucking have it, and then he'd be there's certain things he was doing on the forum which were really fucking knocking everyone, and I was trying to fucking be the mediator between the two. And then it got to a point there where I couldn't be fucking asked either, so we ended up fucking it off and starting up FIFA League Manager. And yeah, here we are today.
Nice.
So it's a long, I mean, I've glossed over fucking points like fuck that. I mean, you're talking 10 years of history there, but yeah, long, long, boring story.
That's good. Made it what it is now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't... With the guys we've got now, I mean, we've got a few experienced admins. I don't know if you've seen one of them's come back into the fold recently, Grumbo.
Yep.
He's been involved in the admin setup since, I think it was about 2005, 2006 when he joined. He came in to a reserve league. He wasn't even playing in the fucking league when he first joined. We made him play some fucking league where people are dropping in and out like fuck. So he earned his spot. But then he loved the banter and got involved. We got Tier Noble, or T, the fucking big Scottish mink. He's a long-term admin as well. You know, he can't be as active as he used to be, but anytime he is active, it's worthwhile having him. Justin, you saw what he'd done with the spreadsheet for adding all the players into the database. Yeah. I mean, that would have taken us fucking years to do otherwise, but he done it, and after we provide all the data for him. But so it's worthwhile having someone like that around, and like Ninja Bean, Buncey, you know. All good guys that have been been there for a while, like, so, you know, just with those kind of guys, that kind of experience, there's nothing we haven't seen or done or dealt with. You know, everything that comes up, we've done this before, we'll do it this way instead this time, or we'll do it the same way. It fucking works, huh?
It does show. I mean, looking through the background of it and into the depths, the fucking work that goes on behind the scenes and the actual system that's in place. It makes a site easy to run. It makes a site what it is, and that sort of groundwork, it just, there's nothing out there that's ever going to compete with that, I don't reckon.
Now, this is if we were back on, like, if we go back all the websites all the way back to Pro Evo Network, we wouldn't have been able to run this kind of league setup. For some reason, this league setup has invigorated the members and the staff members to a point where they will bust a nut to make sure it runs properly. There's people who will burn themselves the fuck out to make sure that this place is running on point. Yeah. Which, if we go back to Immature Gamers, this would never have happened. We would never have had this league set up. We would have fallen on his arsehole. Maybe if we made this league set up back then, it might have, you know, kick-started something, but I think we basically caught lightning in a bottle with this. It isn't like anyone can do this, because there isn't another league setup like this out there. You know, there's some copycats, but you look at them, they're fucking rubbish. But
those leagues, they haven't got any longevity whatsoever. They'll last a maximum of a couple of months, and then people will think, fuck this, it's too much work, I ain't doing that anymore.
Or they'll stumble across FLM, want a piece of this, and fuck that place off. You know, that's how it's going to work, isn't it? But the amount of graft that goes in to this site is what makes it. There's no two ways about it, right? You do need the member base, but if the guys weren't busting their arseholes doing stuff, that I mean, everyone can see all the transfers going in. I mean, it's fucking ludicrous the amount of transfers that have gone through in the last week. Well, it's not even a week. It's, what, 5 days?
Yeah,
and we're like 400 transfers. It's fucking bonkers. That's half a season from the Xbox League or the other PS3 league. And we haven't even started the fucking season yet. No. So there's all that. But I mean, Justin, you saw all the work that went into the reset.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know, I explained it in one long, boring post in the announcements forum, but that doesn't do any justice to the actual work that went on with that. Yeah. It was incredible. And the speed it was done, again, it goes down to how committed the staff members are. And if we didn't have that, we'd still be doing it now. If we had the same mentality we had for the last 4 or 5 years, we'd still be doing it now. And it'd probably get to the point where the members would get bored and fuck off.
Yeah, we got it done in less than a week, I think it was. We set up, we said, okay, we're going to do this, and then I think 4 or 5 days later, it was done. It's like, holy shit, 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
Snowballed over about a couple of hours, didn't it? The sort of seed was set, and then within a couple of, well, I'd say by the end of the night, that was it. The reset was here, and it was fucking done.
Yeah.
Well, I put it up in the admin forum. I said, right, this is what we need to do first, then we need to do this, then we need to do this, then we need to do this. There was a whole plan on what we needed to do. So I put it up in the admin forum first, and I thought, oh, I'll just get them so they get their heads around it, and then I'll post it up in the staff forum so they can see it. And for those that don't know, there's an admin forum, there's a staff forum, and you know, admin and staff, and mods see only the staff forum. So I was going to put it up in the admin forum, fully expecting only a little bit to be done, And then I'll post it up in the mod forum and then say, right, lads, need you to help the admins out, get all this stuff done. I looked at it. It was nearly fucking done. I was like, well, what's the point in me putting up for the staff to look at? It was all fucking there. Yeah. So I was like, right, staff. Keep yourselves occupied. The admins have got it covered.
Yeah, it's all done. Cheers.
That's not a bad problem to have, though.
That's fucking brilliant. It's such a good staff team we've got that makes the setup we got.
Yeah, I think you have everybody has their little hands in different things. Like, for example, Ellis is now getting involved in the transfers, but he has a big hand into the press releases and, you know, things like that. And everybody has
I love all that shit. That fucking all that press release in the bank, the made up shit. You know, nothing better than someone posting a press release or an article on the site where they've made some bullshit up about a competitor or a fellow league member. Just make something up, just abuse someone. Do it in jest. Yeah.
It keeps people coming back. It keeps people thinking, you know what, I'm going to go and write this story, and then someone else adds to it, and then it just snowballs. And the press release section at the minute, there's so many different people posting stuff. It's quite interesting to sit and watch it. It's quite good. I don't need to do anything.
Yeah, the Xbox lads have definitely taken it on and have pitched in quite a lot of press releases, actually. So,
some of them used to do that all the time, and then, you know, the setups we had in between that, they didn't really care for the setup. It was just like, oh, we're playing league games. Wow, you know, it didn't really care. So you PS3 guys have actually sparked that back up again. So because we haven't had that for a good couple of years, but it was one of the best sections on the forum for the year, because just the abuse flying back. When I used to be involved in the league, I'd always just, you know, next person I'm playing, I'd make up some random story. Sometimes I'd even like register a new guy to the forum and I'd post as him, and I deny all knowledge that it was me. But,
there you have it. It's out. They know.
Yeah. Cat's out of the bag now.
Right.
let's keep on moving here. We're going to be here for hours. All right, boys. Next question is, what are your first impressions after 3 seasons of the FLM? I know you touched on it a little bit. Do you consider it to be a success right now? And what are you looking forward to for season 4?
As we've already gone through, the this setup is probably... I'd probably say this setup is better than when we were running Pro Evo Network, purely because we've got experience on it, and the setup is far more in depth, and the addictiveness we've created with, here's a point for you, right? If you go to the board index, right, on an evening, right, and you look at the bottom of the forum, it'll show users online in the last 5 minutes, and it's normally around 30-40 members, you know, if there's something going on, or if there's a couple of auctions or whatever. Now, on all the other forums we've ever had, that would be over the course of an hour or maybe 2 hours. It shows how, you know, you've got to have clicked on that forum within the last 5 minutes. It shows how addicted people are to the place, and I don't think we've ever had that with any forum we've had. Yeah, we've had people, you know, on and off, and it'd be quite a busy forum, but you've got people literally sending PMs like fuck. I mean, at some points, the PMs would rival the posts, the post counts, because of the dodgy dealings going on behind the scenes. It's fucking, it's incredible. It's the activity that this has created. So this is probably the best league setup I've been involved with, and I think season 4 is just going to be fucking ludicrous, because it's you throw all those people, and majority of them are all active. You probably got about 5 or 6, maybe 7 guys that are hermit fucks that don't get involved in the community and don't do anything other than posting in result threads or the odd transfer thread when it interests them. They don't get involved elsewhere. But everyone else is just fucking mad for it. They're all in there. They're all just creating chaos, and it's fucking great. I'm not even involved in the league. I'm just watching, and I'm fucking loving it. It's great. So there's got to be something.
It's me. You haven't even got a team in the league. All this is done. I don't understand why. How come you haven't got a team?
I couldn't do it. I don't think I could do it. I couldn't just sit back and not want to make my team and play with my team. I guess I couldn't do it. How do you do it? How do you stay away from it? I don't know.
I'm not really a 1v1 fan. Two reasons. I prefer the multiplayer. I prefer clubs and stuff like that. And the other reason, I'm fucking shit at 1v1. So I like the enjoyment that the others get from it, but then I also it's all my mates. I mean, I'm always playing clubs with people or the odd card event or Borderlands or something. So those guys are enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, and it keeps me interested in doing geeky web shit as well. Like there's always something new we're gonna try and fuck with, or a new design to try and integrate. So I dabble in that shit. I did even try. I was looking at taking it up as a job, but then I realised that fuck that. Nah, I don't want to turn my fucking hobby into my job. I won't have a hobby. So
yeah.
It's that side of it is what I like, and I don't know. I just it's good being involved in a community. You know, it's a pretty fucking good community in my opinion. So it's good to be involved in it.
Okay, so let's kind of segue into my next question. So be honest, how many hours a day do you put into your sites?
Oh, fucking hell. Well, going back to when I was running Pro Evo Network, I was working a shift pattern at the time. I'd be working like maybe 7 days, maybe two mornings, two nights, and then three afternoons. But any night shift I was working, I literally spent every single hour on Pro Evo Network. The site was the most organized when I just come back off a night shift. There'd be all these new threads up, all the results added, all the teams updated, all this, everything. I'd literally do it all by myself, but that was because the staff team wasn't as good or wasn't as into it or whatever. Now, I come on and I basically just look at the admin forum every now and again and the staff forum and say, okay, do this, do this, do this. I'm trying to coordinate it because I got to try and run FLM and Penn at the same time. Fuck. I try to put it down to a couple of an hour number. About 3-4 hours. I mean, it's your thing is though, you're always connected to it. You can you jump on your computer, you might be watching, you know, I watch like some football streams or rugby or whatever. And on one side of the screen, I'll have FLM and Penn open. So, you know, I'm on then. And then if I'm out and about and I'm waiting in the car for her to finish work or something like that, I'll jump on FLM for 5 minutes, see what's going on, innit? So how do you calculate all that together? You can't really, because it's 24 hours a day, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I think everybody, even, you know, the other users as well, they've all pretty much said it sticks with them. It's wherever they go, whatever they do. It's easy to access, and it's so hard to get away from it. You try and you try. Like I'm going away this weekend for a football tournament, and there's no way I'm going to be without doing any transfers. I want to be every minute on the sideline, but my team.
Whoa! You haven't asked permission to fucking time away from the forum, Sonny Jim. So. Permission denied. Get back on the transfers.
Listen, that's nothing. I went to Spain last, not the year and transfer deadline gone, the one before. I put euros into a machine to go on the internet and have a look at something.
I remember you telling me about that for transfer deadline day, yeah?
Fucking hell, man. My wife can fucking chuck me in the sea, mate. I'd have to run. You're looking at people, mate. You what? We're in fucking holiday. What are you doing? See, I risked my marriage for this fucking stuff.
Hey, I had my wife join us for the damn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, draw, mate. She's getting a team next year, isn't she?
She might. She might do, yeah. Get her involved.
Great fun.
All right, next question is, given the differences in the two communities between the Xbox and the PS3, were you expecting any clash of the heads or anything like that?
Well, you got a couple of Muppets on the Xbox side. Do you want to take a few guesses?
I want to hear you name names. I want to hear you name names.
Well, Bunners is a bit, he's a bit thick, really.
No, I can't see that.
Thing is, all right, if you if as you can see now, he started off with all this this PS3 gayers hatred, but as he's been dealing with people, because he's had to deal with them now to buy players and whatever, he's found out, oh, he's actually quite sound. Oh, I like him now. So he's harmless, but he does have the tendency to go off on one, and I just have to slap him down every now and again, and he fucking loves it.
You need that little bit of entertainment every now and then, so yeah. I'm happy with that. He'll be getting plenty of fucking press release shit coming up in the season.
The thing is, alright, the PS3 guys gave as good as they got. I mean, he was throwing it out there. It wasn't like they were, you know, cowering into their shells or anything. I mean, you know, a lot of the guys basically rounded up and fucking gangbanged him at one point. It was bunners against fucking six or seven PS3 guys, and I was there, fucking have it, you cunt.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect myself. I know we're very different, our communities. I think the PS3 is a very tight-knit, we're kind of have each other's backs kind of thing, and I think the Xbox lads, before this season started anyways, I thought everybody's pretty much everybody for themselves kind of thing. But now that we've been together, I think it's they've changed my mind a bit. They're a little bit better than I thought they were.
A lot of that is the PS3 guys rubbing off on them. they have got a cuntish attitude about them, which is part of the game. I mean, you know, some people thrive in it, some people will cry about it, but they have kind of, I would say they've mellowed, but I think it'll rear its ugly head in the next couple of months, guaranteed.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Xbox lads are going to revert back to their cuntish selves in T-minus 3 weeks.
Oh, you fucking know. You know it. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for the first big explosion on the site.
By my partners.
Yeah. I'm surprised he hasn't gone into admin yet. It's been a while.
Well, we won't even go for a week.
Yeah.
Saying that, I'm in fucking admin, so... Fuck off with you, by the way.
Great pleasure in doing that at a time.
Suck my cock.
Have that. 176 million minus. See you later.
Yeah, but if you pull your fingers out and get the transfers done, I'm actually back in the plus.
Yeah, I know. That's why I took the time. Just making sure.
Get that whip out.
Oh, great. Okay, so last question from me is, I can't believe we've already touched on this a bit, but are there certain members that you thought, okay, this guy and this guy together, they're definitely going to have a problem? Is there any members like that where you thought, okay, this guy from the PS3 and this guy from the Xbox, there's no way in hell that these guys are ever going to do a deal together, they're ever going to get along? Did you have any like combination like that?
Nah, not really. It's more like I thought there'd be more of a clash between the Xbox and PS3 guys. I think the Xbox guys saw that the what the PS3 guys were doing, and they initially, you know, when the setups were split, they mocked it, and I thought, oh, maybe the PS3 guys will hold that to heart, and maybe they'll have a fucking tantrum with the Xbox guys, they'll retaliate, and then they'll just kick off. But I think the way everyone sees it, it's, I'd say it's business, but, you know, if they've got players they want to buy off them, they're going to fucking deal with them, innit?
Yeah.
No matter how much they dislike them. Yeah, there's going to be a few people falling out, or you didn't deal with me properly, I'm never dealing with you ever again. Oh, big fucking deal. I'll give it a month and they'd be dealing with each other again. So it's a day or two on the FLM and everything changes. But I didn't think we'd have any, like, I couldn't pinpoint any issues. I thought there'd be like clashes, and then people will just jump in and get involved. Like, but it's actually gone quite well considering. I was looking at the Bender situation. That was gonna flare up, and then it depend on the fallout then, because you'd have him going in with what he normally does, and then the PS3 guys would react, and then maybe a couple of the other Xbox guys would throw in as well, and then yeah, it's just fucking, you know, en masse. But it's gone all right. But there was never any like individuals that were gonna like, all right, that guy's not gonna play nice with that guy. It might have been back in the day when we had a lot of Rangers and Celtic fans, but there was a major problem with those fuckers. It's fucking Scotland's shame, I like to call them. But yeah, it's been all right.
Yep. Yeah, I thought maybe we would have a little bit of a, like, my turf versus your turf kind of thing, like Xbox lads dealing with Xbox lads only or exclusively, and then PS3 guys dealing with that. But it's been
quite. They fucking hate each other so much that they want to deal with us anyway, mate. So it's not a problem.
Yeah.
But the thing is, all right. I mean, if you're an Xbox guy and you didn't want to deal with PS3 guys, you're basically cutting yourself out of half the market.
Yeah.
So why would you do that? I mean, that's a really fucking thick move to make. It's like, oh, I'm not going to deal with them because they play on a bread bin. I mean, wow, who cares? You know, you want to better your team. You want to, you know, increase your team. If anything, if you don't like them that much, try and fleece the fuckers. That's all right. I'd do it, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I mean, looking right now at the spreadsheet with the transfers, I think most of the transfers have actually been between Xbox and PS3. More than often than not. So that's good to see. Yeah, all right. Great. So that's my questions done and over with. Now let's move on to the member questions. Now this is where it gets good.
Here we go.
All right. First question is from Salmo.
Oh, shit.
Fish bag. Sweet.
All right. His first question is there any chance I could have my white flares from the Copacabana tour of 1982 back, preferably without the stains?
You can have them back, but you ain't fucking getting the stains out. No chance. Next question.
Okay, all right. Next question. I'll ask Samos again. There's another question. The merger seemed to happen all very quickly. However, was this something that you had been thinking about for a long time prior to it actually going ahead?
I threw a thread into the VIP forum one day. It was like, I was texting Dan, Woodscrew. Me and him, he lives in the same town as me. We want to piss something on again. And he sent me a couple of texts, and all of a sudden I stumbled on an idea. So I threw a thread up in the VIP forum saying, this is, League Musings, I think I call it, something fucking cheesy like that. And I said, oh, this is my plan for down the line when we expand. What I wanted to do is get both setups the same size. You know, I thought that would make a difference. I wanted to get the PS3 setup up to 48 members along with the Xbox setup. And then we would do basically what we just done. But because I mentioned that, half the VIPs jumped on it and said, oh my God, I want that now. Give it to me. Ah! So I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. I know it's a good idea. Like, but I thought you guys would be happy with your teams and want to stick around with it as it is and, you know, progress and do all this. And then let us get up to 48 teams. But then the more I thought about it, I thought, why the fuck did we do this in the first place? You know, I mean, it doesn't matter that you don't play. The Xbox and PS3 guys don't play against each other. It doesn't matter. Why did we go down the route of separate transfer markets? So the more I thought about it, and everyone else that thought no or didn't like it, right, the more they thought about it, they came around to the idea because it just makes sense. It's just like, why the fuck do we do this in the first place? So that's. Personally, that's one of the regrets with the setup is actually not starting it like that because we wouldn't have reset. Well, I doubt we'd have had a reset now, but it's, you know, because we would have had that merged setup to start with. But it just makes sense. You know, it wasn't something I've been thinking about for ages. I just threw that thread in and said, okay, this is what we're going to look at down the line, and then it snowballed is a fucking understatement.
Yeah. I was actually one of the ones who was like, I just sold my whole team and I just handpicked every player on my squad. And now this fucker is making me reset. He's off his fucking rocker. What is this guy thinking?
Do you know, if I told you that I actually had that idea beforehand and then I was going to post it after you'd done that just to piss you off, would you believe it?
I'd come through the screen and judo chop you right in the neck.
You'd come through the screen? I was my mouth ready.
Right through the screen, judo chop, right to the neck.
Awesome. I am still fucking here, you know.
Hey, you can watch.
Jesus, you two lovebirds getting in bed together.
I, Gotta tease before I please. All right. Moving on. Next question comes from Dom. And he asks, where do you see the site in 5 years' time?
Damn good question. Depends whether we get FIFA to stay as good as it is. Because, I mean, if you'd have asked me the question about Pro Evo Network back in 2006, just as, you know, just as we hit 320 league members with PES 6, and he said, oh, where are we going to see us in 5 years? I'd be like, yeah, we're going to take over the fucking world. But then PES 2008 came out, and then it just basically threw us in a loop. So I basically take it as it comes. I don't plan that far ahead because you can't in the consoles. We've got to look at the new consoles coming out.
Yeah.
We've got the new games coming out. So it's all going to be... I wouldn't say it's going to be difficult the next year or two, but there's going to be a few challenges. But I think we've got a decent enough community and staff team to handle it. Like,
yeah, that's one of my concerns is with the holiday season coming. Obviously, the new Xbox, the new PS4 will be out. And, you know, who's going to keep playing their PS3? Who's going to keep playing their Xbox just to play in the league?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that depends on... whether or not FIFA actually gets released on the consoles in the first place. I mean, from what I remember, the consoles came out... I mean, I'm thinking back to the Xbox now. Now, the thing with the Xbox is that it was backward compatible. So there was a game... PES 6 came out in September, October of 2005. Fuck me, I got my years mixed up. Anyway... That came out. It was backward compatible, so anyone buying an Xbox, it didn't matter. It was fine. It was all good. So there was no issue there. Now, PES didn't actually get released as a next gen game until the following year. So that meant that if you were still playing it, you were playing that same game. Everyone was playing the same game. Now, what I'm hoping happens is that FIFA 14 comes out. It's a 360 title only. If it isn't, it's an Xbox One title, and then it means then we're gonna have to really look at the league, because you're gonna have a mix. You're gonna have some people that are gonna buy the console, some people that aren't.
Yeah.
And then you might end up with an Xbox One league and an Xbox 360 league, and then there's gonna be problems there, but it all depends on whether FIFA 14 comes out on the One. And to be honest with you, I think it will be, but I've got my hopes that it doesn't. So that means that if you do want to play FIFA, you're doing it on your 360 or your PS3. But it's just a shame they didn't do the backward compatibility thing. But then, what do they care about a fucking league in and an online thing?
Yeah. I still think that's retarded. You spend so much money getting these games for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh wait, all that money you spent, it means jack shit. You can't do anything with it.
You know all that DLC you bought for COD? Yeah, you can't use that shit anymore. Yeah. That season pass you got? It means fuck all.
That's the sort of shit they do, though. That's the sort of shit these fucking money-grabbing bastards would do.
Yeah, it's, it's a bit disappointing. I'm not really much of a gamer. I'll play FIFA, I'll play a little bit of COD or Borderlands or whatever, but that was the main thing I was looking for, was the backward compatibility factor. I don't know, maybe it was a selfish reason because of this site and so on, or because I've got a couple of games in the arcade that I like playing, you know, and will they still be, I assume they still be available via the new arcade, but there's going to be a lot of people really fucked off about the whole backward compatibility thing.
Yeah, I agree. All right, moving on. Next question comes from RFC Dave, and he asks, outside of the
that be TRFC, Dave. Come on now, Dave. Update your abbreviations, please.
He asked, outside of the admin team, who is your favorite member of the site?
Now that would make the assumption that I actually like the admin team. No, I'm easy. As long as you know, like, take an active role in the community, get, you know, you're funny and not a dick or a Man United fan, we're all good.
Sorry. Sorry, what?
Wiki wiki, Ellis.
Man United fan, mate. Champions. Fan of the champions.
Man, yeah, it's all downhill from here.
Yep.
Boys is in for sabotage.
You're following us, mate. You're coming down that slippery slope with us, buddy. So we'll just hold hands as we slide down the hill, mate.
We've had our blip, mate. It's fucking domination from here on in.
Yeah, we'll see. Fucking hell, he's going to tear your team apart, mate. Santa Cruz is on the fucking bus coming home with
Pellegrini. I heard Mark Hughes is in line for the Man City job. Oh, yeah.
He's going to Stoke, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's finalising deals with Stoke, I think.
Bring him back.
Yeah, whoever you have, only be there a couple of seasons anyway, because your fucking bosses are getting bored and think, fuck it, we need to do something. We're not winning again. We need to get someone else in.
Why do you think we sent Santa Cruz out on loan to them? So we could tap him up all season long. They plan ahead, mate.
Brilliant. All right. Next question comes from Woodscrew. And he asks two or three questions. His first question is, why don't you like Bunners?
I love Bunners. I think he's fucking great, but I just need to put him in his place every now and again. So it does come across like I'm like being a cunt towards him. But it's a love tap. It's a love tap.
All right. Next question from him again is, who was the hardest to deal with this past season?
I didn't really have to deal with anyone this season because I made the genius move of turning my private messages system off. So no one can PM me. Now, you go back over the last 9, 10 years, my PMs are on, someone's got an issue, boom, straight PM, straight to me. And then I got to go through, I mean, if you got someone like, no, I like this guy, but he fucking waffles, right? Turtle Z, he is the fucking poster child of TLDR. Too long, didn't read. The shit he come. It's like one small issue, right? And you know, I could come to one of you guys with an issue like that, and I'd boom, bullet point. There are, what's the problem? And he'd fucking go around the houses, give me a life story, tell me about what's going on offline, and I'm like, I don't really care what's going on offline because everyone's got offline bullshit. Keep that shit to yourself. I do not care. This is not fucking Facebook. So he will go through all that crap, and I'm looking at it thinking, why am I fucking reading this? And so that kind of situation, I fucking hated. So I got a little busy spell at work, so I thought, I'm going to switch my PMs off for a bit. So then I started saying, right, lads, someone PM this guy, someone PM that guy. And then all of a sudden I thought, I'm going to fucking steal this. This is fucking great. I can just, like, bark orders, tell them to PM that guy, and then they can put up with a fucking 300-word essay about one small little piddly fucking issue that no one really cares about. And I can just sit in the back and say, so, yeah, how did that go then?
The privileges of power.
So, yeah, it's no one was difficult last season because I made everyone else deal with the difficult fuckers.
Can you turn it back on now, please? You've made your point. Can you just turn it back on?
Fuck you.
All right. He also asked, who surprised you this past season?
Who surprised me? Yeah. Fucking he did. He lost every fucking game. I'd say we went from not having any podcast or any material, and actually Ellis, both of you, we went from not having any stuff on the site, no podcast, to as I think Rising Star mentioned on the forum, you're quite new to the community, and it's like you've been here for fucking years. I mean, both of you now. And it's credit to the place. Now, that's the end of my sucking up, so you can move on to the next question.
No, go on, mate. Please don't stop.
We got plenty of time.
If you go back to when me and Ellis first came across each other, I don't mean that in the gay way. I mean, Ellis remember something quite fondly, the apology thread.
Oh, mate, that was my baby.
I've heard about this apology thread. I've heard it. I've never seen
it. It's not a thread. No. Don't fucking downgrade it. It's not a thread. It's a fucking community, mate. The apology community. You need to be someone special to be part of that community.
Ellis was a bit he was a bit butterfied at the time. In certain aspects, he didn't grasp quite well. One of them was that I'm always right and everyone else is always wrong. Even if I'm wrong, I'm still going to argue that I'm right. You're never going to fucking win, like, so you just bend over and take it. And he didn't, so I ended up eventually actually proving him wrong on something. So I said, right, I want an apology thread. And I held a ransom over something just for a fucking shits and giggles. Like, so he done that, and then he fucked up something else literally straight after. So I said, I want another
one. Stop.
So I ended up sort of like four or five apology threads in the space of a week. But he's come a long way from that fucking thing.
Redemption.
You know what it was? It's the fucking fear of losing my place at the time. I thought, no, I'm fucking losing my place. I've got to do something. You want me to do what?
He's gone from being like the PS3 version of Bunners to be a really fucking good staff member. So it's great.
Thanks. There's hope for people out there yet, you see. Just follow my example. Move on, please.
All right. Next question is from Tomo. And he asked, if you had a free Skullfuck token to use right now, who would you use it on?
Oh, fucking hell. Does it have to be within this forum?
I'm guessing that's what he means.
Right. Who would... That's a fucking good question, actually. I would go for... All the Man United fans lined up in one go, and my cock just going through bring all
the I knew you was going to fuck it. Bring it on, mate. I knew you was going to say that. Let's go. Let's have it. I'm coming down to the valleys, mate. Come on. Let's just do it.
Bring that shit to me.
Come on.
Get this
come
in on. The bookies. I want Oz on this one.
I've fucked it enough
him.
Now.
Destroy
it. I'm not holding back anymore. I've had it. I've had a fucking enough.
All right. He has a few more questions. You've already answered this one and how long you've been running the site, blah, blah, blah. He asked, do you have any plans to change anything about the site in the future?
Not at the moment, because it's at the moment, it's still kind of all hands to the pump. We still got to set up the leagues for the new season. I'm still working on Pro Evo Network as well, because they're going through the reset procedure, and their guys fucked it up. whereas our staff team went through and they've done you were going through giving an opinion on our team and what their value was, and then someone else would do the same, and the values are they were quite close together. They were quite accurate, actually. And then when we reviewed each team, we thought it was a problem. The values were within the range of the three values that were given. So I want to do the same with the Pro Evo Network. And the three values they had, one of them ranged by 80 fucking million. And we'll have a look at that. So it ranged from like 230 to 160. And the actual value for the squad came in at 120. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I thought, okay, it's a fucking anomaly. Let's try the next one. That one was overestimated by 70, 80 million. I was like, what the fuck? And the next one then was under by 20. So I devised another way of doing them. And bear in mind now, we went through 20 teams, every single player valuing them. I'm coming up with all the values, and they were all completely fucking off. And then we ended up having an argument about it, and I ended up winning, and then we ended up going a different way of doing it, and they're doing that now. But that should have been finished about a fucking week ago, but it's fallen on its ass, so I'm still tied up with that. But yeah, I'm always looking to improve the site. I mean, we've added in the bookies and the game center. The game center I'd like to get working a bit better, because I haven't had a chance to wade into it. Normally if I can have a play with it, I can get a tutorial up and running, and then everyone will know what the fuck's going on, and then they will get some games done. But it looks like people are struggling a bit with it, or just haven't bothered to go in there. So that's something I think is going to be a massive part of the forum, because it's something that can keep the newcomers involved while they're waiting for a dropout, and you know how irregular we have dropouts. So
yeah,
that apart from that, I don't think there's not much we can really add to the forum that I've seen that we can look at. Something down the line I'd like to look at is logging red cards for games and then introducing fines when we get up to a certain amount of red cards and stuff. But that's down the line big time, that is. But we've thrown a lot of features at the forum, and there's a few we don't use to its fullest. So I think we need to use all those first, and then we can look at bringing something else in.
Yeah, I definitely agree. All right, and obviously this next question from him as well. He asks, are you content with the current amount of members, or would you like to have more?
I'm happy as is, to be honest. I've done the whole 240 league members crap, and yeah, it was great. And yeah, you love going around and saying, yeah, we're the biggest fucking league set on the site, deal with it, on the net, deal with it and all that. But I like having a setup where dropouts are the exception and not the rule. Now, when you've got large setups, you will get excessive amounts of dropouts, and then you end up having to devote staff members to replacing those people or checking out the new guys to bring them in and see if they should go into the Prem or Division 1 or Division 2. Otherwise, you end up throwing a Division 2 guy in the Prem, and it just, you know, it's fucking open season. But if you look over the course of the three seasons that we've had, the dropout percentage we've had, and we compare that against any other league we run, be it FIFA or PES, it's fucking ridiculous how people cling to their spots here. It's part because they're committed to start with, and part because the setup's fucking awesome. So expanding it further than that, I mean, I know we could quite easily, but it would take like a good like 20, 30 members signing up for Xbox or for PS3 for us to expand into another division. I think PS3 we'd probably look at, you know, if it was about 12, 15, but for Xbox to expand, I'm looking at fucking decent numbers, and then the other guys will have to fucking play the waiting game. But what I do like about it is, something we've discussed in the admin forum in the last couple of days, is that if we've got these guys on the waiting list, and it means then that if people aren't doing their bit in the league, as in posting their FSLs or do playing their games in enough time, or even just being involved in the community, because I think as you pointed out, that's a large part of it. It's not the biggest of league setups, doesn't need to be, but the guys that are involved then need to be fully part of the community, not, oh, I've played my league games, I'm not gonna fucking post in a general discussion area about what someone does with their fucking tea, whether they put the milk in first or last. You know, if you don't want to get involved in shit like that, then you know, it's not really the place for you. You know, fuck off elsewhere and find another league setup where you can just play games. I'd rather
I think that's coming clear now. I mean, we haven't played a league game now for a good three weeks. I think the league games are not, they're the side part of this. Building your team and being part of the community is really, I think, it's pretty obvious over the last couple of weeks that's the main thing now. And your players that are not getting involved in that, they'll just get fucking left behind. They'll be miles behind by the time it's not a site that you can just dip into every now and then and just sort of keep up. If you're dipping in every now and then, you'll be reading weeks worth of fucking posts, and you just won't be able to do that.
So expanding is while it's always an option, especially with the staff team we've got, it's always an option, but it's not something I'm going to like, oh, well, we've got 12 new guys, let's throw them in, and then like six of them drop out and we're left with half a division. You know, I want a waiting list. I want people to be waiting to get in the league, because then the people that are in the league need to appreciate their fucking spot, or I'll say, fuck you, we'll bring someone else in. And you can do that on a whim then, right? And it means people that are in the league appreciate their spot, and the guys waiting, when they do actually get in, they appreciate their spot. That's something that T-Rare brought up in our thread. He said when it was Pro Evo Network, he had to play NVT matches, which are he'd have to, there was like a certain section of staff members which had to play the newcomers and grade them, as in like Division 1, Division 2, Prem, or whatever, what their connection was like, because that was an issue on Pez, fucking laggy fucking game. And whether they talked on the mic, whether they were, you know, a decent personality, blah, 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 all this shit. And he would harass NVT members until he got a fucking league spot. So then when he got in, then he appreciated his space because he fucking worked for it. Now, when we had the massive league set up, it was basically you signed up, you were in. There was no fucking like, oh hang about, you've got to play three games and then get in. It was a case of, oh, we've got 10, 15 spaces. But fuck, you signed up, you're in, pal, straight away. And then they're like, yeah, I got a league spot. What do I care? You know, so if people have to earn something or have to fight to keep it, they'll fucking appreciate it a lot more. And that's what we've got with this setup.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. All right, your last question comes from Bruce. And this is my personal favorite. I'm probably going to laugh just reading it, but here it goes. You have the choice. Oh, God. You have the choice to live with a gorilla who knows sign language or a dog who sings lullabies. Which do you choose?
What the fuck? Sorry, who? Who's that from?
Bruce. Bruce to
it. Oh my fucking God. What the hell is that all about?
I read it. I read it four or five times before I put it on here. I laughed every single time. It gets me. Every time.
It's fucking... What planet is this boy from?
Oh, when you get on the forum next, give him 5 million for that question. That was fucking brilliant.
Answer that then. Come on, what's your fucking answer to that?
How do you answer something like that? Well, thinking logically. I couldn't think logically about something like that, but sign language gorilla?
Gorilla who knows sign language or a dog who sings lullabies.
Yeah, which lullabies?
Doesn't say.
Well, after seeing Rise of the Planet of the Apes, gorillas scare me, especially ones that can sign language, so fuck that, I'll take the dog.
Okay. Happy with that answer, Bruce?
He's happy with the 5 million.
Yeah, I knew it. But nice question. That is I saved it for last on purpose, because that was just, out of all the questions, that was the best one, so.
I think that needs to be a weekly question.
Yeah, we should ask all the guests from now on. And we should put it up in the betting. Who's gonna answer what? Who's gonna answer gorilla? Who's gonna answer dog? Put a bet on it. All right. So that wraps up the question section. All right. So now we are going to move into the rapid fire. Now, usually during rapid fire, for those of you who are maybe first time listeners, I usually have 10 words, and I will say the words to the guest, and then our guest will say the first word that pops into their head. But with this rapid fire, it's a bit special because our guest is a bit special. So
it's a bit special.
He's a bit special. So I'm going to have a mixed match of rapid fire. So some things I'll have, for example, A or B, which do you choose? I will have finished the sentence. So if you saw Jizzle in the shower, you would. Whatever.
No.
yeah, I mean, it's going to be either or. So, Davo, are you ready for this? Are you ready for your first rapid fire? All right. First one, scotch or brandy?
Scotch.
Okay. Please finish my sentence. On my day off, I...
Fucking sleep all fucking day.
All right.
I regularly peruse the FLM forums, so I see I'm doing corporate now as well.
Yeah, political answer. I like that one. All right, number three. When my missus isn't home, I...
organize my porn collection. Alphabetized genre, everything. Seriously, it's awesome. Up to what, a terabyte now.
Is it alphabetical as well?
Oh, fuck yeah. I went down the route of putting into a porn star order, and then I thought, nah, I need to categorize this into genres a bit better. So
I want too much info. Photographic proof in the forums. I want photographic proof.
Oh, I'll check it out later.
All right, number four. Champions, if you had to go to one event, Champions League final or World Cup final?
Ah, oh, World Cup final all day.
You're never going to go to a Champions League final, let's be honest.
Neither are you with David Moyes there, boy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number five. Please finish the sentence. Craig Bellamy and Ryan Giggs walk into a bar.
And molest Ryan Giggs' brother's missus.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. Can't say that. We could get sued. Walk into a bar and get knocked the fuck out because they're both wankers.
All right. Number six. Number six. Okay, number six. Midget or tranny porn?
Fucking hell.
You're fucking weirdo, Janko. You really are.
Oh, if you've got to choose, it's got to be midget, like, just the right height, isn't it?
Midget. All right, number seven. You are stuck on a deserted island. Your three things that you bring are what?
Your router, your laptop.
I just want to say, you have that. That's a bit geeky, like. Is there a power supply on this this island?
Anything you want, doesn't matter.
Cool, computer, Xbox, and TV, sort of. Oh, and, that's fourth. Yeah, that'll do.
All right. Next question. Which will happen first? Swansea winning the league or Bunners staying out of administration in season four?
Staying out of administration or going into?
Staying out of.
Bunners staying out of administration. Never going to happen. You'll be an admin for season four's out. Swansea win the league, never gonna fucking happen.
All right, next question, and I guess the last question is karaoke with Salmon or podcast with Jizzle?
Oh,
that's like choosing your son over your daughter, really, isn't it?
We'd have to do both, man. Salmon is the legend that sings Copacabana every night.
Yep. We could do the podcast at the karaoke bar. We could do it.
That sounds like a plan.
Salmon singing in the background.
Don't get Salmon on another podcast. Don't get him on another fucking podcast.
Hey, look, we can get his cast offs because the guy's a ladies' man. Trust me, I see all the pictures that come through.
I want photographic evidence again of these activities. All right.
I want to see these ladies' men that he's on about.
But he never sends me a picture of the face. He always sends me a picture of a back or she's standing but turning away. So I reckon he pulls a load of fucking heifers. Don't you, Salmon? You fucking minger.
Well, I don't know what you guys call that over there, but what we call those in the States, we call them butterface. Everything looks good, butterface.
Like it. Like it.
You got. Like, you don't have a name for that, Butterface. You don't have
Minga.
What's the Crime Watch one? Body like Watch, face like Crime Watch. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Body like Baywatch, face like Crime Watch.
I like that. All right, so that is the rapid fire done and dusted. How was it? How was your first experience with the rapid fire, Devo?
Oh, rubbish. I'm fucking terrible at shit like that. Put me on the spot and I'm like, oh,
all right. So that pretty much wraps up this section of the podcast. Anything you want to discuss or anything you want to give out to our members? Anything worth noting before we sign off?
No, just be careful with your bank balances because I'm fucking coming for them this season, you fuckers.
Yeah,
put me in fucking admin. You're all on the list.
Ooh.
Oh dear.
Uh-oh.
I'm so sorry.
Get a fucking thread up.
You know what? This is going to be an apology thread. Yes.
apology threads. Stats.
The return of the apology thread because I want to be off the list.
You should have had the two guys who went into administration write an apology letter, because that is just ridiculous. The season hasn't even started yet, lads. You're already in administration.
Well, actually, I appreciate when people go into administration, because I get that lovely 40% cut. Oh yeah.
I just gave you the 40% of the Michu deal.
How much was that?
It was only about 16 million, though. Wasn't that much?
I'll take it. I'll well, it's, you know, 16 million for doing fuck all, isn't it?
Yeah, not bad. Not a bad day's work.
Yes.
Are you actually out of admin yet? We need to do something if you don't get out of admin by the end of the week, I reckon.
Well, you figure out not my fucking transfers first. I put two fucking gold free agents up on Monday, and they went for buying about 120 million.
They'll be last. You can start seeing the minors before your name first.
You fucking wait, son. I'm coming for you.
All right, so that wraps up.
I'm watching your posts like a hawk, and they're like, that's a fine, incremental fines. Oh, look, you've already had a 5 million fine. Oh, that's a 10 million fine. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
All right, I'll post it up. I'll be on it in a minute. All right, I'll saw it.
We should have a little wager going on here. I think if by the end of the season, when transfer deadline day, well, not before transfer deadline day, if you are still in administration, or if you are in administration before transfer deadline day begins, there should be something for all of us. There should be something for the members. There should be something.
Fuck that. Just me and you, Jizzle. Don't forget them. Just do it. Just me and you.
Hey,
by the end of this week. Oh, yeah. Here's a little announcement for everyone, seeing as they might get this tonight. Thursday and Friday, there's going to be six players each going up. Total of 12.
Ooh.
We'll see who's in admin then, motherfuckers.
Holy fuck.
All right.
Let me just cancel a deal I just said yes to. Hold on a minute.
12 players between 84. Oh, yeah. Bidding war.
No, fuck. My wage bill's enough already. Don't make me do that.
Oh, bring on the wages. That's another 800 million in my fucking pocket.
Yeah,
oh,
not
yes. Fuck. Nearly. Mint did come end of season. And then deadline day, and I could play with it. Or I could bank it. I could save all that cash and just not give it back to you. Make you all fucking struggle.
Oof. Hey, that
we're seeing the real Davo now. It's all coming out now, and it's been nice for the past fucking hour. Now it's all starting to come out. Yeah, time to go, Jizz. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, fuck all of you.
All right. We appreciate the man, the boss man, coming on the show today. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, this very special podcast. And as always, you can catch all of this and more on FIFAleagueManager.com, the best site in the world for all things FIFA. All right, Davo, we appreciate your time, mate, and we'll be seeing you on the forums.
Definitely.
All right.
Stay out of my fucking fridge, will you? Don't come in
anymore. Fuck you, Ellis. I'm coming for you.
No.
Lube up, son. Lube up.
I'm getting the last word, goddammit. This is my goddamn show, goddammit. I'm going to sign off right now.
He's gone now. It's just me and you soon. Don't worry about it.
All right, boys.
Don't invite him again, will you? I don't want him back on this fucking podcast. It's ours.
I'm coming back next week just to fucking terrorize you.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome anytime. You're welcome back anytime.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
No worries.
Catch you later.
Later. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual.